Well, good morning. It's 7:10, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, good morning. Been another nice day, man.
Gonna be gorgeous. Gorgeous.
It's a busy day for you. You got a Screaming Hills Summer coming
up. I got all sorts of stuff going on today. It's insane. And you know what? My nap's going to be affected because of it, and I'm really upset about it. I'm really upset about it. I'm glad. Hey, you know, you mentioned your boat earlier, and that actually reminded me of something I wanted to share with you.
Are you tired, too?
No, I'm not. I'm not, because I wasn't just drinking on a floating couch.
It makes you tired. I'm tired. It really does.
No, so yesterday I actually took the boat out of the water just because I got to do some work on it, clean it up. My transducer fell off, whatever. I got to just fix some things. So I was like, all right, I'll get it out of the water and just get it home, get it worked on, get it back in the water. Anyway, long story short, while I was at the boat ramp, I experienced something that I never thought I'd see.
Boat ramp's an interesting place.
It is a very interesting place. So here's what was happening.
It's a place where the intensity is high.
It is high. People are just very stressed. That's why I was so impressed by what I saw. So while I was loading my boat, there was a guy with his wife, a middle-aged, I don't know, maybe in their 40s, something like that. And the fella was letting the wife back the trailer up.
Okay.
Now, here's what I gathered from this, is that he was trying to teach her how to do this, because Hunter, and I'm going to give this lady credit, she was learning, okay, I'm not going to be harsh on her.
Somewhere.
It you know? Was hard to watch. She was jackknifed at one point, she hit curb, you know. But
here's the thing, what kind of trailer was it? Was it a jet ski trailer?
No, it was a smaller boat trailer, so okay. not you know, the bigger
jet
the trailer.
Jet ski trailers are tough,
oh,
I'm
my
telling
God.
You, even if you know how to use, how to drive a trailer. Or
jet ski
or back
trailers,
trailer.
You might as well just unhook it, take it to the water, and then hook it back
you
up.
You can't see it,
And so this lady was learning, you know, she wasn't quite getting the tail end where she wanted, but here's what the impressive part was. Is how calm the guy was.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, I didn't hear one swear word. I didn't hear his voice raise above a certain decibel. He was just, he's like, no, hey, just no, go the other way. He was very
calm.
He
knows. He knows. He's about it. He's been there. He's done that. He's seen it all.
Look.
And that's how you do it. You can't yell at the wife. You can't yell at the person driving. You really can't. They're already frantic. They already don't know what they're doing. And then they got somebody else yelling at them. It doesn't make the situation any easier. Really
Kiki and I have almost gotten divorced at the boat launch, okay?
I know you have, for sure.
It's insane. Folks, if you want to test a relationship, go get a boat, take it to the boat launch, okay? Because if you can get through that, more than likely, you're in it for the long haul. I don't know what it is about boat launch. One of my favorite things ever, this happened at I can't even remember the lake anyway, but this lady was backing the trailer up and literally at one point just stopped. Like you hear the truck and all you hear from the driver's seat was the wife saying, I'm trying my best. And it's just like, wow, this is going to be.
You just took your hands off the wheel.
This is going to be a quiet ride home.
I'm trying my best.
There's something about boat launches that just people just, it just breaks down. It breaks down the human experience.
There's a Miami boat channel. That's what they do. They make a lot of money just by sitting there and commentating the boat launch in Miami. And the Miami boat launch is busy.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got to get in and get out.
And more importantly, it's a lot of people who are just renting boats.
Exactly.
And it's just, it's Xanadu. It's a mess. So to the fella who is out there patiently helping his wife back the boat trailer up, I commend you, man. I commend you.
He didn't have much going on that day. You know, here's what it is. You know what you should do? If you are going to, like, learn how to back the trailer up. Just do it in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah.
A big open parking lot.
Yeah. Don't do it on a sunny Sunday
exactly.
When there's 1,000 people trying to get in the water. That
could potentially be a really stressful situation for somebody who knows how to back the trailer up.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So it is a nerve-wracking thing. You're right. The boat, launching it is a lot easier than getting that thing back out, I think, sometimes.
And again, to my wife, I apologize for what I've said at the boat launch, okay? I apologize. Actually, to anyone, to small children, elderly people, nuns, if you're in earshot of the boat launch when I am there, I apologize.
You know, that's where divorce lawyers should just hang out, you know?
Or just at least put up a sign, give out business card. Yeah, like, hey, you're going to need this in about 30 minutes. So
that's funny. Buy a billboard right next to the boat launch.
Having trouble backing the boat trailer up? Call me, Don Johnson, divorce lawyer. All right, there you go. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. Little fun boat launch story. Usually they're not fun stories. Usually they're not. Usually you're like, I murdered someone at the boat launch. It's crazy. All right, hey, we got to get to it. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Okay, I don't know why I'm even reading this story, because it's just going to make us angry, Hunter. It's just going to make us angry.
Oh,
a walrus who became a tourist attraction at the piers of Oslo, Norway, has been euthanized. Officials say no matter how many warnings they gave folks to stay away, they couldn't help themselves. The worry was that Freya, the walrus, was becoming a threat to human safety. On social media, they're reacting, saying her death is a national shame. So, Hunter, let me just lay this out. There is a wild walrus that just happened to be hanging out a lot at this pier in Oslo, Norway. And because we, as piece of trash humans, couldn't stay away and leave the walrus alone, they put the walrus down. It's like Harambe all over again, man.
It is like Harambe all over again. Come on. Isn't there a point where you just, as a human being, you feel like a piece of trash? Like, you got to realize that that's a living thing, too. That's looking back at you. You know, and you got that thing caged up, and just I just.
But it's not even caged. This is a wild
you're right,
walrus.
It is wild. You're right.
This almost is even worse. And like, I'm not saying that we need to have all these animals in cages. All right, zoos are great from time to time, but this was a wild walrus, and because people couldn't just leave the thing alone, now they're worried that, oh, no, wait, oh, that's gonna be
it's a sad thing.
I tell you what, how about if that walrus kills someone? It's that old person's fault. This makes me so angry. It makes me so angry that this walrus.
I don't want to get angry. I don't want to get angry this morning.
No, but maybe we need to share our anger. And maybe as a society, we'll take a deeper look inward and be like, yeah, we're the ones that should be euthanized. All right? All right?
Yeah. You ever heard what a walrus sounds like?
Dude, it's crazy.
I got this clip here real quick. See if you can listen.
Do you have a clip of, wait, you had that pretty quick, ready to go. Yeah. I was pretty close.
My God!
Sputter? Rumble? Whistle?
Damn, that's a loud whistle.
Damn. This walrus's name, E.T., and he could do that on command.
But there, a majestic creature of the wild. All right, majestic. And
you
this
know that's
one,
where they got half of the Jurassic Park sounds from?
That sounds right. I thought I heard a T-Rex in there at some point.
You know?
Yeah. So to all the people that eventually brought on the demise of this wild walrus that was just hanging out doing its thing in the ocean that is theirs, that we're creeping into, all right?
Sad day. Yeah. It's a sad day.
Harambe. And you know what? Where did all the problems really start in this world? After Harambe was killed, right?
Yep.
Harambe was snuffed out. And now poor Freya, the walrus. Because we just had to get a picture for our Instagram for our 30 followers. Oh, they're going to love this.
What's next? Oh, the rhino? Is the white rhino already gone?
Yeah, we're working on that one. No, tell you what, let's just start putting kittens in bags and throwing them in the ocean. We might as well screw it.
Good God.
Screw it. No. That kitten shouldn't have been in the bag. Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah. Poor walrus.
There we go. Human beings.
No, we'll build a nice statue to it, and that'll fix the problem. That'll fix it. We'll do a fundraiser. We'll make some T-shirts and some Remember Freya the Walrus wristbands.
Right. Just so we can sleep at night.
Yeah, just so we can sleep at night. No, I'm fine. I donated to the walrus that we had murdered.
I was tossing and turning because I knew what I did. But
ridiculous. God, we suck. This world is going to be so much better off once it wipes us out, man.
Seriously, though. We are just trash. We're ruining the earth itself.
Yeah.
And everything on it.
Yep. That was a real upper of a story. Hey, how about this? Even better. Let's talk about robots, Hunter. We can thank Ring cameras for catching porch pirates in action. With many Ring doorbell moments going viral, Amazon is creating its own show, much like America's Funniest Home Videos, but it revolves around footage from Ring cameras. Comedian Wanda Sykes will host. Ring Nation premieres next month. As one Reddit user put it, 1984, but with the comedian host and a laugh track. Obviously, if you don't know, 1984 is a sci-fi novel about mass surveillance. It's not a good novel. It's not. Right. I mean, it's not about good things. So, yeah. What do you think about this, Hunter?
It's interesting. Do you have one of those Ring doorbells?
We don't have a Ring doorbell. We do have a video camera. Like, it's a set thing. And because it's all part of a package that we bought. It's like a baby monitor. And then it also came with two outdoor monitors. So that's what we have.
We got the security cams and, you know, stuff around the house and whatnot. Yeah. But not so much. I'm thinking about getting it. Actually, I was looking at it the other day. You're seeing so many. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have surveillance right there.
Yeah.
Basically, everything that you get now is being delivered.
You know, it's just nice to see if someone's creeping around your front door, you know?
Yeah. You know what's nice about it, too, is you can Wi-Fi it to your phone.
Yeah.
So somebody's ring, even if you're not at your house, you can check it out. And you can talk to them.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Like, hey, get off my porch, you son of a bitch. Now, really, whatever. It is what it is. Ring doorbell. Okay. I wanted
you know what
to get
me up
what
real quick that when people leave messages, like grandma walks up, she's like, "Hey, it's grandma.
Yeah.
I haven't here to, you know, drop off the pie.
I haven't seen you in a while, and I just made this pie." And then some porch pirate comes and steals it. Damn it! You stole grandma's pie. No, what I wanted to get your take on, and what seems to be freaking people out, you heard that Amazon bought Roomba, right?
Really?
So Amazon bought the
robot.
You're
gonna put a microphone on your vacuum that goes around your house.
What people are freaking out about is, oh, it's all about home mapping. And it's like one person, like, I can't remember, some techie guy is like, oh, this is one of the biggest threats to human privacy that we've seen. It's like, really? Because the robot's going through your house and mapping out your house? What's that going to do?
It depends on what you're doing. That's where the line is. That's where the sketchiness. Are you doing something really sketchy that you don't want anybody to know what your house looks like? You know, if that's the case,
I just don't see.
Maybe that's on you.
I don't see what knowing the outline. I mean, yeah, I guess maybe if my Roomba got to my sex dungeon where I'm keeping prisoners, but you know, I don't get how it mapping out my house is going to threaten my.
Here's my stance on the whole thing. If you're asking my stance on this, all right, is if you are that sketchy person, yes, you should be terrified, because now we can see everything inside of your house. We know the layout. We can hear everything inside of your house.
Yeah,
there's no privacy anymore. But if you're not like me, I don't have anything in here to hide. I almost feel more safe because now I know that they can find the sketchiness in the world. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
That bomber before he actually bombs something.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if many Ted Kaczynski's out there have, you know, robot vacuum cleaners. Maybe I'm wrong. They're living in a shed in the woods on a back 40 of some farmer's property. You know what I mean? It's not like they got all the high-end stuff.
I mean, I think that's maybe what they're trying to tap into, the psychos. Let's beat the psychos before the shooting, or beat the psychos before they do something, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Terrible.
I don't know. I never really thought about how a Roomba mapping out my house is going to invade my privacy. But
I mean, think about it. Like, for like government status, is like if you were going to bunker buster a house.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice to have the whole layout of that house. Know exactly where to put that. I'm just saying, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not. I'm not tinfoil hatting it enough. You know what I mean? Maybe I need
to dig deeper. You're not going to get a bunker buster to your house anytime soon because you do radio, bro. So you're good. You don't have anything to worry about.
I think that Roomba's a narc. I don't know, man.
I mean, basically. That's
I'm unplugging that Roomba. I don't trust him. It smells fishy.
Do you have one?
No, I don't. Come on now. Why have a Roomba when you have a wife? Am I right, guys?
Damn.
Unfortunately, my house cleaner's a little mouthy. That's the only bad part.
Hey, do you have the name of that divorce lawyer we were talking about earlier? Don Johnson, you said? Johnson.
I got a house cleaner also makes sandwiches, too, all right? Beat that, Roomba. Until Roomba can make me a sandwich and, you know.
Yeah. When your wife can narc you out, too.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, if anybody's going to drop a dime on me, it's going to be my wife. Yeah, he's a real piece of trash. You throw him in jail.
This guy sucks.
Anyway, all right, that is your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock